Mike Johnson. Welcome back to T-Town. I hope all is well.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good. We're excited to talk with you, my friend. You're coming to Tuscaloosa this week. I'll get it out in a minute.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back to Tuscaloosa and be part of the Sportsman Expo this week.
Absolutely. The Sportsman Expo, Tuscaloosa Sportsman Expo, and we're part of it here at our radio station. Mike Johnson's going to be available, and you'll be able to go by 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock on Friday, July the 12th. That's this coming Friday night. Mike Johnson, two-time All-American, 2009 UA National Championship team. He'll be at the Bryant Conference Center at the Sportsman Expo. Mike, are you a deer hunter?
I am not. I have recently ventured into it, but never was growing up in Florida too big of a deer hunter. But I've tried to get into it recently, and the more I do it, the more I like it. So maybe I can learn a thing or two from some of the people they got coming to town this week.
Absolutely. And I can understand that. I mean, being a guy that was raised there on the Peach and playing high school football, I remember talking to you, and you were one of those four-star commitments that committed to the Crimson Tide. And I want to go back to those recruiting days. What made you, coming out of that state, now we claim that as Lower Alabama, but what made you really consider coming and playing football for the University of Alabama?
Honestly, at the time, it was Coach Shula. You know, he just had sincerity in his recruiting that you just didn't see from anybody else at the time. I mean, he loves Alabama, and he was ready to put Alabama back on the map in terms of national significance. And I just really bought into what he was saying and really believed in him as a coach and believed in him as a man more than anything.
You know, you look back at your success here at the University of Alabama. Obviously, we know that Shula departed and Coach Saban arrived. How hard of a transition, as you look back, was that for you and many of the Alabama guys?
I think emotionally for us it was tough. You know, when you when you go through a recruitment like that and kind of put all your faith in a guy like Coach Shula and the current coaching staff we had at the time, it's one of those things where you never want to see him go, and you almost feel like you might have failed him, you know. And but once Coach Saban got there, we had learned that, you know, it wasn't our fault, and we had given everything we had the previous coaching staff, and we tried to move on, just like everybody else at that school did, and we tried to make the most of the situation that we were in. And luckily, in the 3 years that I had left at the school after Coach Shula left, we were able to do some big things.
Do you remember that first meeting when Saban walked in and said, hey, I'm here, and this is what we're going to accomplish?
Absolutely. I don't think I'll ever forget it. He pretty much just walked in, and we, you know, we were kind of excited to meet him. We didn't really know what to expect. I'd always heard he was kind of a player's coach, but, you know, a stern guy. And, you know, he didn't leave anything to the imagination. He came in there and pretty much laid out a specific plan that he was going to put in place, and pretty much just told us that things had changed, you know, that it wasn't going to be like it used to, and that we were going to do things his way, or we were going to find our way to the door.
Now I know you believed him, but as you, little did you know that you would win a national title before you left Alabama. I mean, Mike, did Mike Johnson here, the Atlanta Falcons, I mean, did you really believe what he was saying when he said, hey, you know, we're gonna put Alabama back on the map. We're gonna let these guys win some national titles. I mean, did you really believe it? Did you have some doubt?
I think it was in the back of all of our minds, you know, as it is any college football player, that you want to get to the pinnacle of where, you know, our sport was. And but, you know, like Coach Saban always says, take it one day at a time and one game at a time. And I think we soon bought into that. I don't know if it happened right away, but, you know, we were so immersed by the time that first season with him was over. We were so immersed in the day-to-day activities that really looking ahead wasn't an option. We were worried about getting in shape and gaining strength and learning new techniques on a daily basis. So I think it's one of those things that looking forward, maybe when he got there, maybe a little bit we had hoped for it. But when things really started to happen for us was when we weren't worried about it.
Mike Johnson right now, a member of the Atlanta Falcons and a guy that played for the Crimson Tide, two-time All-American. He'll be here in Tuscaloosa on Friday night, 5 until 8 at the Bryant Conference Center, the Sportsman Expo. And that's brought to you by Town Square Media. No doubt we're part of it here at 99.1 WDGM. Mike Johnson, let's go back and look at that national championship run. When you won the national title, you beat Texas. You look back and you try to reflect – What was the one thing, in your opinion, stuck out about this team that allowed you guys to win the national title?
I think it was just our cohesiveness as a team. I think one of the things that we had, the team in the past had lacked, was we all really honestly cared for each other, and we loved each other, and it was one of those things where everybody got along, and there was no ifs, ands, or buts. That, if the offense couldn't go out and score, that the defense would pick it up, and if the defense couldn't stop them, the offense would pick it up. And it's one of those things, we played off each other, and we had faith in each other that we'd be able to get it done. And I think just as a unit, we really didn't have, we had some big names. Obviously, Mark went into Heisman, but coming into the year, he was a relatively unknown, on the national scene. And there was no real big-time players going into the year. We kind of just had, once the season was over, there was All-Americans and trophy winners. But going into the year, we just had a very cohesive unit that wanted to work together and get some things done.
Mike, as you go back and look at that national championship season 2009, you left here, you were drafted to the NFL. Did you realize that the foundation had been paved to do something that has never been done in college football? I mean, you look back at the success, no doubt. I know that you're a proud alumnus of this great university, but did you realize it? You won the national title, but the foundation was laid to get Alabama not back to the pinnacle for 1 year, but two more national titles, and this team's not done yet.
Well, I knew we had a talented team that we were leaving in Tuscaloosa when I left, and had kind of hoped in the back of my mind that it would carry. Obviously, my rookie year in the NFL, 2010, was a hard season to watch with some letdowns. But, it's been awesome to watch. I know what kind of work those guys are putting in on a daily basis and how much work Coach Saban and his staff have done to get the recruits in there and to kind of process those players and get them up to standard. So I kind of hoped along the way. It's kind of funny, somebody was asking me, a couple of days ago, what do you think about this year's team? And, I think they're going to be favored to win the national championship. But if you really look at it, I think asking for 4 out of 5 is a little bit much to ask. I don't
sure
know if that's
is.
Ever been done. So, you want to see them win as much as possible. But, geez, at some point you feel like history has to catch up. But I know they're not worried about that. I know they're not slowing down. And I know they're going to do everything they can to make everybody proud.
Well, a lot of it is motivation, Mike, and I'm sure you've probably heard it from some of your former teammates. They say, and A.J. McCarron, this is his quote, "We don't want to be the team that lets us down." In other words, we don't want to be part of that team that allows this dynasty to stop. We want to keep it going, and that's the motivation.
Right, and I think Coach Saban does a great job year in and year out. I mean, it seems like we had a type of motivation every year we were in school. It was the Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State losses, or it was the Utah and Florida losses, and then we run the table in 2010. I mean, we run the table in 2009, and then 2010 comes around, and they have 3 letdowns. But then they use those letdowns as a plus, and they work to better themselves and turn around, and they use the LSU loss as a platform to kind of bring things about for that next year. So I'm sure Coach Saban and his staff and Coach Cochran and those guys are doing a great job of making sure everybody stays up to task this upcoming season.
We're talking with Mike Johnson, a member of the Atlanta Falcons, member of the Crimson Tide family from Pensacola. He was a 4-star high school recruit, won a national title here, 2-time All-American. Mike Johnson's in the game on 99.1, 99.1WDGM.com. Mike, help us break down the offensive linemen, because that seems to be the focus. You lose 3 guys to the NFL. It's going to be a big void to fill, but there's guys on this roster that feel like that they're capable of filling in and still paving the way to do some damage on the line of scrimmage.
Well, I used the analogy a couple weeks ago to somebody I was talking to, that when we won the national title in 2009, we had lost 3 great offensive linemen ourselves, an Outland Trophy winner and All-American center in Antoine Caldwell, and a 4-year starter in Marlon Davis. And those were huge voids to fill. And I think that it was kind of a chip we carried on our shoulder all offseason was, how is a JUCO transfer left tackle going to come in and step in for an Outland Trophy winner? Or how is, a sophomore center from Birmingham going to step in for a 2-time All-American captain, Antoine Caldwell? And I think that James Carpenter and William Vallejos and guys like that back then understood the job they had to do and took it to task to not be the guys on the offense to let everybody down. And I feel like that's the situation they're looking at this year. They have to find those guys with that heart and that mental attitude looking forward to be the go-to guys going forward in this program.
Mike, as we look at this football team, how much – okay, when you play at this level, there's no doubt that you have the skills. How much is it is actually mental work, the leadership component, the mental aspect of college football? Because, like you said, we're walking in uncharted water. I mean, trying to win three in a row, four out of the last five, it's conversations that we've never had in college football before. How much do you think that is mental?
I think a huge part of it has to do with leadership, obviously. I think it's something that if you've never been there in a locker room or have never experienced great leadership in your job or whatever you do, that you don't really know what's being talked about. And once you have a leader to lean on and somebody to go to, not just mentally but physically, somebody that'll step up and make the plays when it needs to be made, or somebody that'll point everybody in the right direction, you know, when you're not even in the locker room or on the field, just doing the right things. I think those things, the intangibles like that, are very big for a college football team. You've got to have somebody that can always do the right thing and look back at somebody else and say, hey, why aren't you doing the right thing? You know, why aren't you going to class if we're all going to class? Or, you know, just certain things like that. And I think if you've never experienced that, you don't know what I'm talking about. But it's a big key factor, I feel like, for especially these Alabama teams that have made these runs, obviously have had great leadership. And, you know, just seeing some of the guys that I played with that were young when I was there kind of transform into those guys since I've left, you know, the Chance Wormacs and guys like that, that, you know, really made a big impact. It makes me proud, you know, looking back. And hopefully the team this year can really pull some of those guys. I know AJ is going to be one of those guys, Anthony Steen, guys like that, that can really point this team in the right direction and make sure they're doing the right things.
And I know that you're never going to praise yourself, because you talked about your teammates, and I'm sure that's really a style that Nick Saban really instills into the guys. But, Mike, as we look back at 2009, you talked about losing three offensive linemen. Well, you were that one guy, because you were a captain voted on by your team. That means that you had great leadership characteristics. You were a two-time All-American. Your footprint, your handprint, is underneath Denny Chimes on the campus of the University of Alabama. If you had a chance, maybe to talk to a guy like Anthony Steen — we're putting a lot of pressure on Steen because we're expecting big things — what would you tell him of how to get that leadership traits to gel, to be that leader, that go-to guy on that offensive line?
Well, I think the first thing you got to start with is consistency in everything you do. I mean, it's not one of those things where you can point out one portion of your life. You know, it's staying out of trouble, it's getting good grades, you know, passing classes, and having your teammates lean on you on the field. It's consistency. It's just doing the things that you're supposed to do. If you're supposed to block a guy, you block him. If you're supposed to go to class, you do that. And I think that once those parts of your life develop, and Steen's been in college, this will be his fifth year, things like that start to come natural. You know, you start doing the right things, and all of a sudden, when you have younger guys under you that haven't been there as long and they're not doing the right things, you know, you feel compelled to say something, especially if they can help your football team. And I'm sure that, you know, Steen's got that kind of natural leadership ability. We've seen that from the time I was there, and I'm sure that he's got that moving forward. I'm sure that, you know, and we saw that in AJ as well when I was there. So I'm sure they're doing the right thing. It's just one of those things that you know, leaders will step up, and guys that can't get things done and can't be consistent, they won't do it. So I'm sure they're doing the right things, and hopefully they can point this team in the right direction.
Mike, during the off season, have you been working on those hands to see if you can catch some more TD passes?
I'll tell you what, you know, I got lucky with one. You know, my completion percentage is 100%. Targeted one time, one catch, one touchdown. So if I get one in the future, then good luck to me. But hopefully my percentage will stay at 100%.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of folks are excited about 2013, not only for the Crimson Tide, but the Atlanta Falcons expected to be very, very good, very, very talented. We'll no doubt keep our eye on Atlanta as we pull for the Alabama guys, and watching Jones run up and down the sidelines, watching Mike Johnson pave the way for Steven Jackson. It's going to be a fun season in 2013. Mike, thank you so much. We'll see you when you arrive in Tuscaloosa on Friday night.
Sounds good. See y'all then.
Absolutely.